Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I was talking with a young guy. He wanted my advice. A few years ago, he and his wife had married, and they were having a disagreement. I said, "What? This has never happened before." Thankfully, he smiled. "My wife wants children," he said, looking down at his size 10 sneakers. "I don't." "Why?" I asked, thinking this guy is just like me at his age. "You see, when I was first married, I didn't want to have children either. I found them completely disgusting. Christmas Day was a reminder that children eat weird stuff. I watched my one-year-old nephew pick flies off the floor and pop them in his mouth. That's why if you parents can't get your kids to eat stuff, just throw it on the floor." Next thing, my nephew was off to slime doorknobs and get guck on light switches. "Why don't you want children?" I asked. And this was his answer. "The world is a horrible place. Things have never been worse. I can't imagine raising children in this culture." Well, what would you say? Maybe you'd agree. Maybe you'd say, "If you knew my family, you'd understand why I don't want to pass along these genes." Maybe it's finances, the prospect of a lifetime of investing in children, the responsibility, dealing with teachers, making school lunches, music lessons, especially if they want to learn the tuba. Who needs that noise? And there's childbirth. This is hard on us men. Hey, honey, I'm kidding. Seriously, if you're a woman, you say, "Who wants that kind of pain?" I don't blame you. It's bad enough for a man to be there and watch. Jeff Foxworthy said watching a baby born is like watching a wet St. Bernard try to get through a cat door. Yup. But let me ask you something. When did parents ever say, "You know, things are just going so well in our world, this is the perfect time to have children"? When was it ever a good time to bring kids into the world? Did folks in the Middle Ages who were moving rocks around say, "Prospects are so bright"? What about World War II or the Cold War, when we had enough nuclear weapons to destroy the world 63 times before breakfast? Yeah, let's have kids, sweetie. I don't think so. It didn't look promising in first century Palestine either. Not from a human standpoint. Things were tough. The Romans had conquered. The timing seemed all wrong. But God said, "The timing is just right." Galatians 4 says it this way, "But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman." His timing is perfect. People were longing for the Messiah's coming. There was no social media to distract and distort the message. At that time, false idols had failed to give the people victory over the Romans, and they were searching. Greek philosophy had left many spiritually empty. Certain religions at that time emphasized a savior God and required worshipers to offer bloody sacrifices, perhaps making the message of a savior who would bring one ultimate sacrifice believable to them. A street form of the Greek language was spoken throughout the empire, so the gospel could be communicated to everyone. Rome had unified much of the world, so travel was now possible, allowing early Christians to spread the good news. The time was right for a child to change everything. So what did I tell this guy? Just this. Our God is bigger. Trust him. He's not worried, not one little bit. I think at its heart, the reason Christmas stands above all other holidays for me is the promise it holds. In dark times, a little baby was born to free us. That child is still freeing us today. I think of that as I hold my grandchildren this Christmas. Maybe this guy will think of that next year when he holds his new baby. I hope when he changes that baby, he'll remember the baby who changed everything.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.